There once was a ball, it bounced all day. It bounced when the kids came to play. It bounced even when they put it away. They played with the ball more than clay. One day the ball's bouncing banana skills ran dry. Oh, you should have seen the kids cry when the teacher threw it out with a furious and murderous shout. But then the cars and dolls came in, and the memories of the ball tossed in the bin. And once again, the kids were happy, not sappy, but indeed happy. Thank you.
Long ago, in a mysterious land far away known as Japan, in a golden middle age, in a time of the Manchu time, when the mighty Harashima Empire ruled the land, the king was a rude and greedy king who was one day worried when the Harashima Revolution group threatened to kill him. So the king burnt down every village outside the great city of Suwon. But one cold and foggy night, a strange samurai appeared in a small, not far from the city village. He had seemed like he had traveled for days and months. The man fainted and woke up the next day. The man met a woman who nursed him back to health. One day the woman asked him where he was going and where he was from. The man said he was going to kill a demon that laid in the city of Suwon, and that demon was the king. But the woman said why he wanted to kill the king, and the man answered with these words, "It's because he killed my family and stole my sister-in-law from my dead brother." So the day came to kill the king, and the man was ready, and he killed 500,000 men and killed the king and got his sister-in-law back and got married to the woman who nursed him back. The end.
Once there was a hummingbird whose wings beat faster than any other. Her colors flashed in the sunlight, every other bird admired her. But she didn't see any of it. She spent her days in high trees and watched the eagles soar above her, their powerful wings supporting them through the air. The hummingbird watched her anger and jealousy writhing up inside her like a serpent. She wanted to fly high, soar straight into the sun. One day, she heard a noise that was different. She fluttered over and saw a wounded pigeon. She flew over to help, being a generous soul. The pigeon told her his story. The pigeon couldn't find anything that he was good at. He couldn't fly high, he had no amazing colors, and he did nothing special. The hummingbird was shocked. She told the pigeon that he was incredible. Just the ability to love and be loved was so special. As she explained why the pigeon was so unique and special, she realized that she herself was unique and special. She was blessed with all that she had. She had always taken her gifts for granted. But from that day on, she lived her life being grateful for what she had, and she brightened the lives of birds around her. The end. Yay!
In a time and land far, far away, where afros were an acceptable excuse of a hairstyle, discos were hip, and glass Coke bottles were what popped, one boy found himself stuck in this strange world. He was a man from the future, where you could find your mom, dad, brother, sister, friends, basically everyone you knew in a small little box. They called it a phone. He was from a time where giant birds carried people from one place to another, where music was played on everything except instruments. Man's best friend was anything with a screen, preferably one you could touch, and people had a strange fascination with things that had the symbol of bitten apples. He was from a world where you could do almost anything with a blackberry, except eat it, where you could find the life story of almost every single person in the world in a book, a Facebook. Well, children were kept prisoner in Xboxes and PlayStations by the most malicious tyrants of the 21st century that parents had ever seen, Microsoft and Sony. This man hated being away from home. All he would do was dream of this magical world. So he decided to build it himself. His name was Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Henry Ford, Richard Branson. All these names sound different, but they all mean the same thing. Inventor, tycoon, innovator, creator. To show you how they all mean the same thing, I'm going to use some common names that you all know. Like, I don't know, MG, the mad mathematician. Or Sarah, the blonde gallant. Or Jesse, the guy with the Mickey Mouse shirt. I don't know. In the end, this man was now in a time that wasn't so far away from home.